Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 27 July 2015. It is Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you were able to do something for yourself and someone else, and you enjoyed every single moment of the weekend. A warm one, of course, across the world. It's all good, and we have to keep remembering that. It's all good, because I know there's going to be a real cold time coming this winter that we're going to wish, oh man, just a little bit of that heat. Isn't it funny how we always think about something else in some other time instead of just enjoying every single moment that we have for what it is? And speaking of enjoying the moment, I think probably those on Wall Street are a little bit nervous about the moment. Already, it's 108 points in the red today as we speak. Oil has dropped down to $47.56. And major reaction to the Shanghai Composite, major reaction in China, the Shanghai Composite is off 8.5%. That's huge. And what is interesting to note is that this is the biggest one-day drop in the market since 2007. That's a long time ago. And it is the second largest single-day drop since 2000. It is off 28% from its high in June. So that's just a little bit of background as to what might be happening on Wall Street today, given the fact that the market there is unstable, given the fact that there's going to be another interest rate hike, well, talked about anyway, will it or will it not be? And then, of course, quarterly earnings are coming in also. Gold appears to have some rebound, 1092. It was up $17 earlier, so a little flight to safety there on the gold. The DAX, CAC, most of the European markets were down, and of course, the Asian markets down. So it is going to be interesting to see what happens on Wall Street today, and hopefully you are not deeply embedded in Wall Street. Why is Donald Trump leading the pack? Now, that's the question everybody asks on television. Well, duh, he is real. That's all I can say. Do I think he has tact? Do I think he is appropriate in everything he says? No, but he's real. And people are flocking to real. Just like with Bernie Sanders. They see the plastic, phony Hillary Clinton, and they are running, not walking, but running to Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, the two people that are saying it like it needs to be done. Even Donald Trump's lawyer appeared on CNN today saying, you know, we need to have fair trade, not free trade. That got my attention. I was glad to hear that. I want to talk this hour in the news hour about the agenda, the gun control agenda, because of what happened in Louisiana. Because there's another story out there that's not being covered, that's even bigger, more huge, more deserving of airtime, and it's not getting any attention. Which tells me there is an agenda afloat to only cover the two deaths in Louisiana. And it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible what happened to those two women. But there are other stories that don't get attention, and I'll tell you why. We got a major story in what is happening with ISIS, the alleged ISIS group, with respect to Turkey. Will there be bombs over Syria and Iraq? I think there probably already are. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 27 July 2015. It's Monday. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to hear what the real news is and not the supported agenda supported by the mainstream media over and over again. Just to let you know again, the Chinese markets have now closed the Shanghai Composite down 8.48%. 8.48% for a total of about 345 points. That's huge for them. The Hang Seng closed down 3%. The Mumbai India Sensex down almost 2%. Nikkei down 1%. And the Taiwan Index down 2.5%. So it's looking a little bit grave as the markets open here in the United States. They're down about 115 points in the red now prior to opening. DAX being down 250 some points. I mean, it's pretty rough. The question is why? Well, everyone seems to be pointing toward the Chinese control of the market, which is not working. We're going to have James Corbett join us in the second hour to find out what his thoughts are on all of this. Where is the problem? Or what is the problem? Where is it emanating from? Is it from China and the fears, they say, of China's slowing economic growth. Fear of Chinese slowing economic growth? I think given the fact that the stock market there, the Shanghai Composite, is off 28% from its high in June. Off 28% from a high in June? That's pretty serious. Well, the other issue is that China has tried to control the market by requiring that 21 brokerages step in, ordered by the government, to buy their own stocks or to buy stocks. They've been 21 brokerages ordered to buy stocks. So we see here an attempt that is not working, and no one really knows what's going to be the next step for China to do, but it's just not working very well at all to control this slide. And it's now impacting all the markets. I mean, just about everybody is in the red today, except for gold, being at 1092. And silver down around 1425 earlier. So if you have anything in the stock market, you might want to consider, you know, but we've been talking about this for a long time. The crash is coming, the crash is coming. And I think it'll be interesting to see what James Corbett has to say about the crash and what one can do to extract themselves from the market, what one can do to eliminate or mitigate the damages that your 401k and your mutual funds might experience, because it is getting to look pretty dire. You know, everyone seems to be pointing toward the crash of September 2015. Lots of people talking about that. And it's getting closer and closer. Isn't it funny, though, nobody's really talking about Jade Helm? A lot of speculation, but no one's really talking about Jade Helm, and that was supposed to be a big, huge issue, July 15 to September 15th, and I'm sure it is. We're just not hearing much. Did you know that central banks now own one-fifth of all the gold ever mined out of the earth? Seems like there's a desire to want to have all the gold by the countries, and yet they keep talking about, I wouldn't touch gold with a 10-foot pole. 20% central banks now own one-fifth of all the gold ever mined out of the earth. I find that very surprising. Very surprising. Opposition politicians are accusing Erdogan of whipping up a war fever. Well, I think we should go back to the United States encouraging Erdogan of Turkey to whip up a war fever, because it's all about going after ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. Whether you believe in ISIS or not, they are a manipulated group of people allegedly fighting the Kurds, fighting in Syria, fighting in Iraq. And I think I would be surprised if we found out how many of them are actually part of the mercenary, U.S. military / mercenary operation, and how many of ISIS is really, of course, funded, as we all know, by the United States government. Spurred by last week's jihadist suicide bombing in southern Turkey. Now, see, I don't know if these events take place or not. We're told they take place. So by my telling you that there was a suicide bombing in southern Turkey last week, I'm just telling you what the news is. Now, this is according to globalsecurity.org. Did it happen? Did it not? I don't know. But it's being reported that there was a jihadist suicide bombing in southern Turkey. The government of Erdogan has now started to assume the kind of frontline role Washington has been urging on it for months. But I'd like to know how much money Erdogan and Turkey got for stepping up to the plate and offering the air bases in Incirlik. I would just like to know, which, by the way, is used to be a U.S. air base. It is now a NATO base. But Turkish airstrikes since the bombing have been focused on Turkey's outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK, as on Islamic extremist. Opposition politicians are accusing Erdogan of using the campaign against Islamic militants to, as cover for cracking down on the Kurds and to stir war fever, predicting that Turkey's president will call an early election on the ground that the country is facing a national emergency. The pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party on Saturday accused Erdogan of planning to set the country on fire in preparation for an election, hoping that by doing his Justice and Development Party will secure the parliamentary majority that eluded it in June polls. It is a plan to set the country on fire for the government to secure a single-party government in a snap election by creating a militaristic and nationalist climate while creating an impression like it is conducting a comprehensive fight with terrorism. For weeks, the county's politicians have been locked, their country's politicians have been locked in coalition talks, but the prospect for a deal between the ruling AKP and either of the two main opposition parties has looked increasingly dim, the AKP being the Justice and Development Party. U.S. officials on Sunday stressed that as far as Washington is concerned, there is no connection between the new Turkish policy of getting tough with the Islamic State, or ISIL, and the airstrikes on the PKK. And if you notice, they had fanning the fire last week, the head of the FBI coming forward and saying, our biggest problem is ISIL, using the ISIL name whenever the federal government refers to ISIS. There's got to be a legal reasoning why they do that, and also a legal reasoning why you never see the Secretary of Defense talking about ISIL. The White House welcomed Turkey's increased efforts to combat ISIL. Boy, don't you know that. But an official traveling with Obama in Kenya would not be drawn out on what the consequences of a renewed Kurdish insurgency in Turkey would be in the fight against the Islamic State. All of this seemingly coming under the Department of Defense, yet they're nowhere to be found here. So you're talking to an official traveling with Obama? Really? To get a statement? The official told reporters that PKK is a terrorist organization, saying there is no connection between airstrikes against the PKK and a recent understanding between Washington and Ankara, Turkey, to intensify cooperation against ISIL. Speaking Sunday, the European Union's top diplomat, Federica Mogherini, expressed support for the Turks in their border clash with Islamic militants. The bottom line being, it looks like there's going to be bombing of Syria and Iraq by Turkey. They want to, and they say they are, forming a safe zone. Now, a safe zone is not a airspace, protected airspace. That is not what a safe zone is. But the whole idea, though, is it's all for the good of fighting ISIL. Meanwhile, Kurds will probably be killed, which the United States sees as our ally. And this whole thing becomes really convoluted. Because if we are supporting the Kurds, or we have been in Iraq anyway, and now Turkey says, no, they're the enemy, it just doesn't make any sense. But the United States has thrown their support behind Turkey because that's about all we've got there. Turkey has said its military is not targeting the Syrian Kurds after Kurdish forces and a monitoring group said tanks shelled Kurdish-held villages in northern Syria. So there is war in Syria already with Turkey. Ankara on Monday said it was that there is war in Syria with Turkey, a.k.a. NATO, a.k.a. the United States. Ankara said on Monday it was investigating the reports of shelling If confirmed, it would be the most serious incident yet of Turkey targeting Kurdish-controlled areas in the Syrian conflict. Are you confused? We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. In the second hour, we're going to talk to James Corbett about the financial situation that we're experiencing or that we're watching, and also hopefully get an update on Fukushima. Given the fact that he lives in Japan and has an inside view, hopefully, of what's happening there. In the third hour, I'm going to go over your mini retreat information. I've got some information for those of you who are going to be going to the retreat in Texas, some things you might want to bring or not bring, and just some hints from what I learned in my 2 weeks there. I will be there the first week, possibly some days into the second week, and really look forward to meeting a lot of you there. Those of you who are planning to attend, I just kind of want to give you as much information and heads up on things that you can do to prepare for that. One of the things I'm doing this week is I'm starting a juice fast today through Friday, Monday through Friday. So I'll be doing a juice fast prior to going down there, just kind of getting myself kind of motivated and ready for the wonderful time that we're going to be having in the villa in Mineola, Texas. Okay, getting back to the news. This Turkey incident situation is really concerning me because it is really an escalation of a war that the United States doesn't want to fight, but we said, hey, Mikey, you go do it. And that's kind of what's happening here. U.S.-Turkey deal now, they say, is going to create a de facto safe zone in northwest Syria. Now, this is according to the Washington Post. Turkey and the U.S. have agreed on the outlines of a de facto safe zone along the Turkey-Syrian border under the terms of a deal that is expected to significantly increase the scope and pace, danger red flags, of a U.S.-led air war against the Islamic State in northern Syria. I mean, you can drive 118 wheelers through that statement, and it doesn't look good for the people of Syria, Iraq, anyone in the area, because the United States is just itching to get another war started. Let me read that statement again. Turkey and the United States have agreed on the outlines of a de facto safe zone along the Turkey-Syria border under the terms of a deal that is expected to significantly increase the scope and pace of the U.S.-led air war against the Islamic State in northern Syria. Now, see, I have a problem with safe zone and war. It didn't quite match the U.S.-led air war against the Islamic State. We'll make it safe for everyone. Well, the agreement includes a plan to drive the Islamic State out of a 68-mile-long area west of the Euphrates River and reaching into the province of Aleppo. That would then come under the control of the Syrian opposition. Now, if fully implemented, it would also bring American planes in regular, close proximity to bases, aircraft, and air defenses operated by the Syrian government and directly benefit opposition rebels fighting President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Operations in the targeted area would stop short of meeting long-standing Turkish demands for a full-scale declared no-fly zone. Now, there is no no-fly zone, okay? I don't want anyone to misinterpret that. Operations in the targeted area would stop short of meeting long-standing Turkish demands for a full-scale declared no-fly zone, but the area could eventually become a protected haven for some of the estimated 2 million Syrian civilians who have fled to Turkey. The first word in the agreement came last week. Now, you notice how fast they've been able to get an agreement with Turkey, and yet the agreement with Iran has just been, you know, taking years. Well, I also think it's probably amazing probably how short a period of time it took to get the money wired to Turkey also to get set up there in this quote-unquote war with fill-in-the-blank. The first word of the agreement came last week when Turkey said it agreed to allow armed U.S. aircraft to fly out of his base in Incirlik. Turkish jets have been flying missions in northern Syria. Now, we're talking about real people being killed, real people being bombed. But it just seems to be okay, because whatever the United States wants to do, the United States does. I don't recall there being any kind of agreement with Congress for appropriation of money to go and fight Syria or bomb Syria. But that's where we are. The Obama administration has long resisted establishing Syrian safe zones protected by the U.S. and coalition air power and said their operations would target only the Islamic State. Now, how do you do that? I don't think you know how to do that, and I don't think you can do that. The Pentagon has been maintaining that targeting regions of western Syria, where the government is fighting numerous rebel and militant groups, could provoke a clash with Syrian air defenses that are centered in that area. I think so. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing by your body, your family, your belief systems. That's so important to so many of our listeners. What your belief system is, you'll protect that as much as you protect your family, and I really honor that. Just to let you know, we're going to have some interesting guests this week. We're going to talk about Dr. Mary's monkey again and about the what happened to the vaccines. It is a scary story. It's one that occurred. It's not yet been made public as far as I'm concerned. And Ed Haslam will join us regarding the cancer-causing monkey viruses. Tomorrow, Luke Adler will join us, apprehending El Chapo, analyzing the military shooting in Chattanooga. So he wrote a book called Chasing Bandits, and John Willard will be joining us tomorrow on Willard Water. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Wednesday, and Pete Fettig will be talking about carrot bars because it's something that's really, really important to consider getting involved in. Then on Wednesday, Pete Fettig. On Wednesday, Pete Fettig will be joining us, and Chris Emery and Mary Ellen Moore talking about Shadow Ring, The Noble Lie, State of Mind, and the Psychology of Control. Thursday, Robert Redfern will be joining us and Ed Haslam on Dr. Mary's Monkey. Friday, Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal will be joining us. Remember the physician or the PhD scientist from MD Anderson who believes that curcumin is more powerful than chemotherapy? That will be interesting. He talks about the spices. And so, therefore, we have on special at the Power Mall herb mixtures and spicy blends. So if you want to know how to make meat and seafood seasoning, if you want to know how to make vegetable seasoning from your own or from purchased herbs, this is the way to do it. There's lots of recipes in here on how to do, for instance, right now, I know there's so much zucchini out there, and there is a really nice zucchini spice recipe to use if you want to dress up your zucchini. So this is available at the Power Mall, along with herbal vinegar. If you want to make your own vinegars, mustards, it's not just vinegar. If you want to make your own mustards, chutneys, preserves, conserves, salsas, it's in this book by Maggie Oster, Herbal Vinegar. Then a book that you may not be aware of that we have at the Power Mall, Paleo Vegan, Plant-Based Primal Recipes. In other words, using God's food, available at the Power Mall, Paleo Vegan. And also, we have new tea tree shampoo in stock. We really liked it. Tried it out here. Everyone liked it. The tea tree shampoo is uniquely formulated with, a lot of tea tree oil, and it smells like tea tree. And there is a tea tree conditioner made by the Vitamir people. There's a 14-ounce shampoo, $13.90, and a 14-ounce conditioner for $13.90. We also still have some of the Gary Knoll toothpaste for $5. It's normally $10 for this big tube of toothpaste, but you can get it for $5 at the Power Mall. Now, it's hard to find good toothpaste. It just is almost impossible, especially if you go to the big box stores. And if you think, oh, well, at least it's toothpaste, I'll go ahead and get it with the fluoride in it. Are you kidding? Well, now you can get really good toothpaste for $5. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Also this week, Rosie has put spices, the one-pound bags, on sale, all of them. And we'll go over those because there are so many you may not be aware of. But they're all going to be on special at the Power Mall. And then Good Health Naturally products. Willard Waters on special. North American Urban Spice is on special. Wow. And Organisil. Organisil being the organic silica. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And remember, Wanda and Gary are doing an amazing job of updating that website. So we won't be able to add the new products to it now because they're completely redoing the website, just to let you know. All right, let's move to other subjects. And one of the things that I want to cover at length today is the idea that there is an agenda behind this Lafayette, Louisiana shooting, because there was another, even almost more significant story that got no airtime. Or maybe I heard it once all weekend on, on Fox News. That was it. The Lafayette shooter, John Russell Hauser. Now, he has been named. There's a picture of him at the Power Hour News section story. Then I want to thank Wanda for doing all of the news, because Cynthia is on vacation this week, and Wanda did a fantastic job of putting up the news. The Lafayette shooter, John Russell Hauser, three names, John Russell Hauser, who killed two people and injured nine others at an L.A. movie theater, had been prescribed, you guessed it, antidepressant medication. So says his estranged wife. They say he has a history of mental illness. He had to take medication to deal with his manic depression and bipolar disorder. And do I need to go any further? There is the story. Now, you know, this man was an attorney, by the way. Did you know that? He had been standing up for the rights of individuals and saying that big government is bad. The IRS. He went up against the IRS. These are the kinds of things that people are doing now to say, not no, but heck no, you're not going to do this. Clean-cut looking man who nobody can understand why he did what he did, other than they're now trying to portray him as being crazy, bipolar, blah, 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 blah. Well, like other lone wolf shooters such as James Holmes and Charleston shooter Dylan Storm Roof, the consumption of psychiatric drugs links all the mass shootings together. Now, what if, let's say, every mass shooter wore yellow, and every mass shooter had yellow in common, yellow shirt or yellow pants or yellow whatever. Don't you think that they would start to say, okay, maybe yellow has something to do with this, but not when it comes to drugs? Or let's say, just for the fun of it, every mass shooter was blind in the left eye. You know, they might say, okay, we've got a correlation here. Every shooter is blind in the left eye. What does this mean? But you see, that's how you go about finding out why things occur. And that's what they've been saying on TV, on the news, the alleged news, is why did he do it? Nobody can figure out why did he do it. And you notice this is what they ask after every shooting incident. And we never get an answer. Why? Gee, there's no answer. He just did it. Because I don't want you to come up with the idea that it was because of the drugs. And I think that's really critical that we understand this. Given the ever-increasing number of shooters that have been treated with psychiatric mind-altering drugs for alleged mental health illnesses, it should come as no surprise to anyone that psychiatric drug treatments once again should be implicated in yet another act of senseless violence. But it's not. It just never even comes to the surface. Oh, they tacitly say, oh yeah, he was on drugs, but... And at least 35 school shootings, according to your newswire, at least 35 school shootings and or school-related incidents of violence have been committed by those taking or withdrawing from psychiatric drugs, resulting in 169 wounded and 79 killed. And in fact, the FDA MedWatch system on psychiatric drugs reveals there have been nearly 15,000 reports to the system on psychiatric drugs causing violent side effects, including 1,531 cases of homicidal ideation and homicide. Unbelievable. 1,500 cases of homicide. 3,287 cases of mania. And 8,200 cases of aggression. Additionally, it is no secret that violence associated with psychiatric drugs is far from known only to the United States. For example, there are 22 international drug regulatory warnings on psychiatric drugs issued by the United States, European Union, Japan, UK, Australia, and Canada, citing effects of mania, hostility, violence, and even homicidal ideation. Now, Hauser's attack in Louisiana is very similar to that of 2012 mass shooting that occurred in Aurora, Colorado, like we were kidding about it on Friday. It's not funny, but 3 years to the date, do you think this man really said, I marked my calendar and decided 3 years to the date would be a good time to go and kill people in the theater. I don't think so. Remember, he allegedly killed 12 and wounded 70. Now, supposedly, this man was in the theater and only killed two people. My question is, how did he keep from killing any more than two? That's just my question. Anyway, and then you recall the Washington Navy Yard shooter, which, by the way, one of our listeners pointed out to me, he was black also, who had been prescribed the antidepressant trazodone, and the Fort Hood shooter, Ivan Lopez, prescribed Ambien, antidepressants and other medications to treat anxiety and depression. Too often, the specific data regarding the perpetrator's psychiatric drug history is withheld from the public and ultimately an opportunity to thoughtfully consider and openly discuss that very real possibility. The real possibility that psychiatric drugs are becoming the common denominator among shooters. And it's being blatantly ignored. Now, the reason that I mention this again, because there's been enough coverage of it on television, the reason I'm mentioning it is because there was another shooting this weekend that didn't get any attention. Okay, you have this Mr. Hauser killing two people. Of course, then they say he killed himself, which I don't know that he did or didn't, and wounded nine others. All right, that's one story. Now, here's another story, totally separate. A woman who killed an alleged serial killer recounts the final fight. Now, this occurred in Charleston, West Virginia. Police in West Virginia seem to have quite the case on their hands. A man killed by a woman he attacked in her home was actually, it appears, a serial killer himself. Investigators now believe that 45-year-old Neil Falls may be connected to murders in three states. Only two names, you notice that. Falls was answering an online ad for an escort when he showed up to a Charleston, West Virginia home. The woman, who wants to be known as Heather, answered the door. She said Falls, armed with a gun, asked her, "Live or die." Then he started choking her. "When he strangled me, I grabbed my rake, and when he laid the gun down to get the rake out of my hands, I shot him," Heather said. "I grabbed the gun and shot behind me." Heather ran out of the house, flagged down a neighbor who called 911. The neighbor said she had to defend herself. She had cuts all over her body. Inside Falls' car, detectives found a machete, axes, knives, shovel, sledgehammer, beach plastic trash bags, bulletproof vest, and four sets of handcuffs. Now, here's the rest of the story. It appears that this is not the only murder that was done. It appears that there were several people killed in Ohio, several people killed in Las Vegas by this man, that he is a serial killer of maybe 10 or 20 or who knows how many women. But a woman in her home kills a serial killer and it gets no attention. In comparison to the shooting in Louisiana. Think about that. Instead of yaying and saying, "Whoa, you go, girl. You were able to do what the police were not able to do. You were able to stop a serial killer. You were able to bring, hopefully, some closure, if it's even possible, to be able to find out who else was killed as a result of his actions." I mean, this is a huge story, and it's nowhere to be found, hardly. It's on CBS News, it's the Power Hour News section. Unbelievable that she One woman took care of a serial killer. Serial killing in West Virginia, Ohio, and in Las Vegas, or in Nevada. And she did the thing the police couldn't do. That's just incredible. Oh, one other thing is that a lot of the girls that were killed were prostitutes. So I guess that sort of makes it like, okay. Well, they deserved it anyway. But people are people. And murder is murder. But unfortunately, you are not having and not seeing this kind of a situation. You are not seeing the news covering where a woman self-defends. And in fact, it was interesting enough to where they said she is self-defending. She self-defended and saved herself. Is it getting any attention? Of course not. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Sheriff Arpaio's office stormed by U.S. Marshals. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, and I asked the musical question, is anyone safe anymore in this country? And the reason I say that is because a judge on Friday ordered the seizure of identification documents and computer hard drives from Sheriff Joe Arpaio's office. chastised his attorneys for failing to turn over the evidence requested months ago in a racial profiling case against the Arizona lawman. You don't see that happening to Hillary Clinton, do you? I mean, the nerve of them. The U.S. Marshal's Office later raided the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. U.S. District Judge Murray Snow ordered the raid after a court-ordered monitor reported the Sheriff's Office failed to hand over more than 1,400 identification documents, driver's licenses, passports, and ID cards as part of a misconduct investigation involving the Sheriff's Office. Arpaio Immigration Smuggling Squad and other deputies are accused of regularly pocketing items from people during traffic stops and busts of safe houses used during the illegal immigrant smuggling. Court monitors claim that the IDs belong primarily to people of Hispanic descent. And like the reporting that you have heard about, Robert Warshaw, the official monitoring the sheriff's office for the judge, claims the documents were slated for destruction. Warshaw also contends the sheriff's office ordered employees not to voluntarily reveal the existence of their records. Arpaio's attorney, John Masterson, said the court had no evidence the IDs, the identifications were handled improperly. The 50 hard drives are related to Arpaio's secret investigation involving the judge who dealt Arpaio one of the toughest legal defeats in 2013 when he concluded deputies had racially profiled Latinos, had racially profiled Latinos during traffic stops. Months later, the judge ordered a sweeping overhaul of the agency to stamp out the unconstitutional practice. The order included employing an independent monitoring team to oversee the agency's compliance. Judge Andrew Napolitano, in his book, The Freedom Answer Book, provides a clear vision of what your rights are and how you can protect them. The hard drive originated from a Seattle computer programmer named Dennis Montgomery, who was hired by Arpaio to eavesdrop on Snow's wife after she was reportedly overheard making prejudicial statements about the sheriff during the 2012 election. The investigator intended to prove the federal government was colluding against Arpaio by pressing a separate civil rights lawsuit against him for racial profiling. And as WorldNet Daily reported, this is a WorldNet Daily source, Arpaio had pressed for the judge to allow Montgomery to participate in a legal dispute and in a recent filing suggests strongly that the judge is pursuing his own interest by delaying a decision on the motion to allow the investigator to intervene. The delay in the lawsuit is creating much more than the appearance that this court is working in concert with the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, in order to harm defendant Sheriff Joe Arpaio and intervener Dennis Montgomery, as well as make good on its commitment expressed by the court's wife as confirmed by natural persons or neutral persons to destroy Sheriff Joe Arpaio so the sheriff could be reelected in 2016. Do y'all know how old he is? He's in his 80s. That is amazing. He does not give up the fight. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. James Corbett will join us at 5 after or 8 after.